This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Am I bothering you?
Do you have a problem with me? We're back in the lab / studio.
IRL.
Yes.
In person, baby.
Last week, Zoom, me sick, you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're finally together. You flew to LA.
Yep.
Now you're incredibly ill.
No, I'm not.
And I'm healthy. It's so funny how like the pendulum
I feel great, and you still sound sick.
I am sick.
Yeah.
That's because I am.
Okay. You're also angry.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect to be here. I slept in the studio last night, and you guys kind of
trying to get over this illness.
Yeah. I said, you know what? Let me switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sleep in a like sort of soundproof. Yeah.
You're sort of you're trying to quarantine in different places.
Yeah,
which is actually
like
spreading.
Pick your shoes.
Yeah,
right. Super spreading in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But that theme song, I should say, was written by Henry Giles.
Henry Giles, HG, HeadGum, very cool.
I'm not much of a lyricist, but I hope you like this anyway. If you decide to use my song, please plug my Instagram.
Nice. What's his Instagram? Is it at Jake Hurwitz?
No, it's at Henry Giles 23. Oh.
Yeah.
Also, please give a shout out to my friend Patrick.
What's up, man? What's up, buddy?
It should be a shout out, though.
Hey!
Hey, what?
Patrick.
Yeah. Okay. It really should be a shout out to his friend. Like, shout out to Patrick or something.
Oh, you want me to? Not, okay.
And since we're in the studio, we're getting this on really nice cameras. You guys can watch this on our YouTube. And
yeah.
Patrick's probably watching too, so let's get it.
Shout out to Patrick. You're interrupting me, so I can get it. I should just get it clean.
And you can even do like a
piece, like a backwards piece. Or
deuces
something.
Or yeah. Like.
I like that.
Shout out to Patrick.
All right. Why don't we just use that?
Because that was just me giving you a line read.
Shout out to Patrick.
Well, that feels like you're.
Yeah.
Why don't Richard Nixon.
You're doing your
like
thing. I'll do my own thing. Shout out to Patrick. Salute.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You can almost do like a. Like, do three. Do middle finger,
like,
index finger, and thumb, and then do like the sort of casual
that's
salute.
Not casual at all.
Just, like,
that's
shout
like,
out to
that
Patrick.
That feels so forced to me.
Really?
Shout out to Patrick. I don't know.
What about like just like barely a salute? Finger guns?
Finger,
almost?
No. I don't know. Peace actually did feel pretty right.
Really?
Yeah.
This
shout out to Patrick. This way, left hand, backwards.
Backwards left hand.
I don't know. Also, I think the salute, but like maybe a one finger.
You're futzing with the mic. I think it's like getting your headspace.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, I'm nervous. I feel like I got a couple good takes and we can clip one out.
Watch this. I'm not even like addressing the mic.
Yeah.
Shout out to Patrick.
I didn't
that
like
was
that.
Almost like a tip
that
of the cap.
Yeah, tip of the hat. It was too formal.
Yeah. Shout out or something like that.
I like this. That was kind of a more solid tip of the hat. Shout out to Patrick. That's nice.
What about like the thinker? Shout out to Patrick. Sort of contemplating.
How about a point?
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out to Patrick.
That's like that's TRL good. Style.
Yeah.
Like coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get that. Let's get that clean. Because I think I was talking
it
over
was
you.
Clean.
But do it in a casual way, not like in a way that feels
weird. I feel like you leading me into it makes it less casual.
Yeah.
So I'll just throw it away. Just throw it away. No big deal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Patrick. I didn't stick the landing.
Yeah, you're not hitting the K in Patrick.
Shout out to Patrick.
Which is weird because, you're hitting
the
C.
That was actually the take and you were speaking out for me.
Shout out to Patrick.
Shout out to
Patrick. Just do Patrick just so I can hear it because I feel like we'll get to the end and I will be
You're
like,
not my acting teacher. Okay, I can Patrick.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you're saying Patrice.
Patrick. Now I feel like it's like one of those words that's like lost all meaning. Patrick.
Yeah.
Hat trick.
It's so weird.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Patrick.
You're looking at me almost before it ends. Like we have to get it super clean. And in a wide.
All right. There's the wide camera right there. I'll do it twice. Then we really have to move on. Shout out to Patrick. Just to the wide so it matches.
Well, it would
quad
match.
All round?
Yeah. It would match if you just did it once because we're rolling on both.
Yeah. Shout out to Patrick.
That would not match.
Yeah.
Because now you're looking at the different angles.
All right. Cool. So then we have the wide.
I'm
we
so sorry.
The original one.
It just is Pat, I should say.
Shout out to Pat. Shout out to Pat.
I think we got it.
A couple ways, a couple options.
I really think we got it.
Should we go to commercial break?
No, I think we're still pretty early days, as it were. Actually, I was thinking, well, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us.
Shout out to Patrick.
Shout out to Patrick. In about 6 months will be our 10-year anniversary of the show.
Wow.
May 2023.
Wow. What should we do?
I feel like we should kill the show, right?
Oh, that's fun. So not really a celebration, more of a funeral.
An end of days/times. Because we did like the Jake and Amir thing for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the podcast for about 10 years.
Right.
Now we have to think about what's after that.
Yeah. We're running out of clock. Because we kind of like, we started the podcast while we were still doing Jake and Amir.
Yeah.
So it was an easy transition.
Really, what would have been perfect is if I was on the D&D podcast.
Right.
Because that would be like the blend into that.
Yeah, and this one fades out. We go all in on that in 10 years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You could maybe replace Caldwell.
I see.
If you like...
Is he like a super important part of the...
Definitely. But I think if something were to happen to him...
Mm-hmm. Does he bring anything to the table beyond D&D? Like, does he...
Yeah, I mean, he's incredible. Art. Yeah, he's a great artist.
I couldn't do art. I don't think I could do art, but I wonder if there's something else I could have that could almost make me feel part of that crew as important as
I wonder
Caldwell.
That, too. I wonder that, too. Nothing comes to mind.
Does Emily do music?
Yeah, Emily does all the music. Mm. So
I was going to say... If there's a hole there, I wonder if I could fill that music
could
slash
you?
Art. Could I don't you know how to do music.
Yeah.
I could do almost like what you do there.
Yeah.
Like almost like
the
a
business.
Replace.
Yeah. Oh. The taxes.
Really?
Yeah, the 1099.
I wouldn't want to do that. That sounds kind of lame.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder if there's even a fifth thing. Because Murph's like the leader.
Yeah, he writes the show.
Emily's
he
the
also
music.
Spends, it's a full-time job editing the show. So...
I'm not down for that.
Right. Hmm. I wonder what you are down for, because it seems like you're just kind of like rejecting everyone else's job. Why don't you pitch
me? I almost want to be the coach in a bizarre way.
That is a bizarre thing, because it sounds like you're pretty...
So I'll stand on the sidelines, arms folded, and give you guys notes after the day.
And that's what I don't want, because you already have a bad attitude. You just heard everyone's second job on the show and rejected it.
Yeah.
As if it was nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was sort of an easy thing to do, but I don't want to do it.
Right.
Okay, so if we do end our show and go into the next thing.
What is it?
Yes, what is it? And that's, I guess, what we can spend the next 6 months sort of contemplating.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any ideas.
We did video and then we did audio, basically.
What's the next thing after?
Almost like a tactile thing, maybe?
Like we could make scarves.
Oh, interesting. Like completely a pivot to the right entirely.
You and I could just knit.
We did have that idea about making shirts.
making shirts.
Yeah. Remember, we sort of tasked Rosie with the idea of what would our flannel shirts be?
Yeah.
Purely designed, not even funny.
Right. We were going to just have two different flannel shirts called the Jake and the Amir and sell them on a website.
That's right.
Whatever happened with that?
I think we ended up selling 10,000 shirts.
That turned into Buck Mason.
They pivoted to Frank and Oak from Jake and Amir.
I did want to call it Noun and Noun.
As the, like, sort of like making fun of all those new restaurants businesses. Mm-hmm. Okay, something to think about while we slowly transition away from making a podcast. But until then,
yeah,
what we have here are questions from people who are still in sticky situations.
Yes. The show is still alive for now.
The show must go on
until
for
May.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
The show must go until May.
It's gonna be May. Dead. Yeah.
Nice.
I say fuck it and let's just start calling people what they actually are. Like, we don't have to, like, save their anonymity anymore.
I feel like if we're gonna do that, we should start it next episode. Because we always, like, we've done fake names up until this point, and these people wrote in under the impression that we would use a fake name. But if you want, any new question that comes in after this announcement can just be their actual name.
Yeah. I was going to say I'm down to burn some bridges on my way out.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Because that's like, yeah, they could sue you.
Okay. So let's call this guy Ryan L.
Got it. It's Ryan, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not actually. Okay, are you happy? Ryan L. writes, about a year ago, I started boarding dogs at my house because I work from home and I have a good setup for it and I love having dogs around.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I work from
home, so bring your dog here during the day.
Well, kind of, actually. There's that app Rover.
Yeah.
And like, there's kind of like different doggy daycare, you know, pet sitting at your house, pet sitting at the other person's house.
Like, so, alternating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have vaguely heard of it.
Recently, a woman reached out through one of the apps I use
to
ask if I could watch her dog during the workday. When she came over to drop the dog off, the owner seemed very cute and nice. And her dog is amazing, which makes me like her even more.
Mm-hmm. You're dead.
It now seems that we may get into a longer-term arrangement where I watch her dog during the workday a couple days a week when she goes to the office. She's been super nice every time I talk to her, bordering on flirtatious, and I'd be interested in asking her out. But is there a graceful way to do it without jeopardizing the dog care arrangement? When I have the dog, I send updates throughout the day. Are there any funny or mildly flirtatious pictures or comments I could send to her about the dog that may help gauge her interest?
Ooh. This is a very, it's a high wire act.
Because you don't want to jeopardize the business.
Well, I think, and I feel like it's very easy. This is right now, it could be a meet cute, but it also could be a meet creep.
Interesting.
And there are two different ways it can go. I feel like, you know, you having the humility and the self-awareness to know that it's a delicate ask.
That's a good start.
A good start. I feel like...
What about a treat cute? So you give the dog a little extra treats.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you could scratch off the dog's phone number on the collar. And well, I guess she already has yours. But you could carve a little note into the dog's collar.
I scratched off your number. What? On the collar?
Oh, here's a good one, too. You could put a little pill, write a note in a little pill, feed it to the dog, then tell the owner the dog got into some tinfoil
situation.
So like, yeah.
I don't know
when it shits, go through it and make sure that it passed. And then she'll find the little note in the shit.
The pill?
Yeah. That's another one. I think I would really just like, first of all, if you have your own dog, maybe be like, I took your dog to X today or something, you know, like this park.
That's cool.
And then later on, another date, say, oh, yeah, I go there sometimes with my dog. Let me know if you want to bring them both there.
That's cool.
So that way it's like you're asking for a doggy date, but it leaves an opening that if she wants like a romantic thing, she can be like, yes, I'm in. But if she says no, then it feels more like declining a doggy date than an actual date, so the business can go on.
Right. It's kind of weird if he doesn't have a dog, right? Or is it, does that make more sense? Like, I don't have a dog, so I want dogs around. Or is it, does it make more sense? It's like, I have a dog and, you know, it's fun to have dogs
around. I think it would make more sense if he had a dog, because then you have like all of the dog accoutrement that you would need.
So maybe you can bond your pets together.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this.
I'm not looking
to
doing that for my dog. I feel like that's, that seems nice.
You mean taking other dogs in, or you mean
No, bringing them to other people's houses. Because I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when I have to go into work, I don't like leaving him alone in the house. He's a puppy. He wants to play with stuff.
Right. How long is he maximum home alone for?
Never more than like 2 hours.
That's abuse. No, I thought you were going to say 5 minutes.
No, it's not.
2 hours alone?
You can't leave them alone for more than 3 hours. And I never even go near three.
I can't believe you said 100.
How long is Luke alone for right
now? But I give him enough food. He's a fully grown fucking man. Like, I saw him at Intelligentsia. I left him this morning.
Yeah.
And he was having a date with a fucking lizard.
What?
It was like a bizarre ass.
That's so mature.
Species. Yeah. He was sipping tea.
He's having a glow up.
Oh, shit. Here's
in his here. Golden ears.
Hey, dude. Sorry. That's my fucking owner.
That dude fucking feeds me. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Hi. I know. I'm allowed to leave the house. Anyway.
How old is Luke?
11.
So in doggy years, he's
77. But the cool part is he's not going to die.
That's awesome.
Or at least I won't see it. So
what do you mean you won't see it?
Like as soon as he starts to decline?
Yeah.
Whatever, congenital heart failure, however you want to spin it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking jump off a bridge.
Oh, my God.
So he has to go to my funeral romantic. And not the other way around.
Yeah.
That way I don't have Juliet, to deal with that, like, devastation.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. My dog's only 6 months, and he's my best friend.
And imagine what's going to happen after 10 years of the dog.
Yeah. I can't even think about it. I'm getting misty-eyed thinking. Oh, my God. No. His heart's too pure.
All dogs truly do go to heaven, except for a few choice dogs. Hitler's dog will go to hell. Mm-hmm. My first dog growing up, Chico, used to bite
people.
No,
I love Chico.
Yeah, he used to sort of be a nasty little boy.
Yeah, he was nice to me. He liked me.
He respected and feared you for sure. So, I mean, there's plenty of ways to turn this dog situation into a cute. Because, like, the best way to a person's heart is to compliment the dog.
Yeah.
You ingratiate the dog. Oh, I love your dog. Yeah, I know he's the best dog. Dog, right. Dog, dog.
Yeah.
And then you're already communicating through the app.
Right. That's true. I think I would just inch it along ever so slightly and take as many cues as possible.
Yeah.
Don't take a big swing with this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a break. Answer some more questions on the other side of these messages.
Yeah. Shout out to Patrick.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any? Yes. Yes, I do. I recently purchased new underwear.
Okay.
When's the last time you did that?
We get so many like podcast sponsor undies that I feel like I'm good to go every year or two.
Yeah. But I think it's been about that long since we got since we had the last sponsor or something. I also like a very specific type of underwear. So
which
I can't,
is what?
Which is the Pair of Thieves long. The long. They have like the long, the regular brief, the short one. And then, like, the loose.
I wonder if I'm wearing that right now.
I got longer legs, so I like it to go down a little bit longer. So
yeah, and they're also, they're like a jersey material now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think those were the last ones I got, too.
I've had them for a long time, and they're very high quality. So they stand up. They stand the test of time.
Yeah.
And I thought they felt good. But then I bought a brand new pair, and it feels incredible.
I guess we use underwear and wash it so often that you don't really realize that they've been worn and thinned out.
Yeah, and then you wear them for years, and you're wearing something over them all the time, so you don't really ever see it. You feel it feels pretty good, and that's fine.
But then
you get brand new underwear, and it feels amazing.
Interesting.
So if your underwear feels good, that's fine,
yeah,
but it should feel amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
So yours is for underwear in general, not that specific brand.
Yeah, that's my brand, but whatever your brand is,
just
go
re-up your underwear.
Yeah, re-up, get a new pair, get a freshie.
It's kind of like, I think we talked about this before, but you don't realize how bad your toothbrush is until you get a new toothbrush.
Yes, exactly.
It's a slow, gradual decline.
Mm-hmm. Then you get used to it.
And then you get a new one, you're like, oh, okay, this is what a new toothbrush should feel like.
Exactly.
Shoes, socks, pillows.
Really just get a new
everything.
All of
everything
your shit is
new.
Old
yes.
right now.
Yeah.
As you're listening, your shit is too old.
Yeah.
So let's upgrade.
Let's get new. Yeah.
What are you driving?
A 2022 Honda Accord.
That's actually pretty new, but it could be a 2023. They came out with the 2023.
Shit. It's the same body, I was told. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Next question.
Cool.
Egregious body hair.
Huh.
We'll call this guy. I don't know. Who's the hairiest person you know?
Jeff.
Jeff writes, my situation is this. I'm single mid-30s man with a large amount of body hair, like a lot. 2 to 3 inches of thick hair all over my chest, shoulders, arms, and back. When I dry it, it sticks out like a fuzzy chia pet.
Whoa.
Other than that, I'm an average-looking guy, in average shape, and an average height.
Nice.
When I go swimming with friends, it's the first thing they all joke about. Hey, Chewbacca, where's Han Solo? I recently went to Las Vegas with friends and several pool parties, and hundreds of people later, I noticed that most of the body hair on everyone, I had more body hair than anyone there by a wide margin. So my question is this, Would it be easier to find a potential GF if I waxed or lasered or shaved my body? My concern is that it would be very expensive and time-consuming, but I also want to look good and not get made fun of. Or should I lean into the joke harder? You know, bang my chest like a gorilla or Tarzan yell or something.
Right.
What would you do if you were me?
I think it's all about confidence. So if you can get into your body hair, if you can accept it, embrace it, and feel confident and pound your chest like a gorilla, that's great. And you'll find, I think your confidence will attract a mate.
Yeah.
But also, if you would rather laser it off and that'll make you feel confident, then you could do that too.
Yeah.
It's your own choice.
Laser that much hair feels kind of painful. Like we did a laser thing.
I was gonna say we did it for a true TV pilot.
Yeah, where we were learning how lasers worked.
Yes, that was ultimately passed on.
Yes, it was passed upon.
Yes,
and passed on.
But on that unaired pilot for literally no one, I had my nipples waxed, or no, nipples lasered.
Yes,
I had all of the hair around my nipple lasered off.
Right, and did it hurt?
No.
It didn't.
I remember like hamming it up more than it hurt for the camera.
Yeah.
It felt like tiny little pricks. Maybe like the feeling of someone snapping a rubber band on your skin, but like in a very, very light, playful way. If you've gotten a tattoo, it's like, I don't know, a tenth of that or something.
Got it. But imagine that everywhere. Like with hair, there's so much of it that I feel like the easiest thing to do would be to wax.
No, but then you have to do it forever. I think if I were super hairy and I didn't like it, I still think I might be into the hair. It's like you look healthy and virile. I think that's cool.
It's almost like
but
not masculine, but like animal.
Yeah, like I feel like, you know, who's that guy? Oh, Tom Selleck with the mustache and the chest hair.
Yeah.
Like that's like a manly thing. I think you could embrace that. But I could imagine like, I wouldn't want hair on the back of my shoulder blades.
Right, like creeping up through the back of your neck, becoming your regular hair.
Right, so I would, because the laser hair removal lasts a longer time. Does it last forever? I don't know if it actually lasts forever.
Yeah, years, I think. Like, you have to like keep doing it at first, and then it sort of.
So I would maybe strategically choose some spots to get the hair, to basically sculpt the hair, so it looks less unruly.
Have you ever done that, like Nair or razor or anything like that with body hair?
When I was in seventh grade, I wanted my armpit hair to grow faster, and I read or heard that if you shave, it would grow back harder, like, you know, thicker. So I remember using my mom's razor to shave my armpits.
Dry, or did you use like
shave? I was in the shower, shower, bar of soap, shave the pits off. Uh-huh. Didn't happen for me. It still hasn't grown back.
Oh my God, scabs. A lot of scabs.
Yeah, the skin didn't come back either. And then, like trimming the pubic region is something I still do.
Right, but that's just electric razor, not like not intense.
I've never like waxed or like really tried to do anything like that. And I know you haven't.
Yeah, I don't have enough hair to justify it. And if I did, I don't know if I would do that. Although the idea of like having wax and then tearing it off feels kind of cathartic.
Oh, interesting. I've seen like on, I think my Instagram Discover page, for some reason, thought that I was really into like men waxing their nose hair.
Oh, interesting.
And it's like they're at a salon, somebody pours this like goopy ass stuff down their nose and then yanks it. And I guess Instagram thought I was into it because I might be. It was fun to watch.
So they know you more than you do.
Well, they know humanity, I think.
Yeah.
They're like, I happen
to watch a few videos and now it keeps serving me more.
But now I think maybe I would wax my nostril.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be nice. It creates less boogers up there. And I pick my nose too much. So maybe if I had that like ultra smooth nos.
I'm curious as to how my, not just nose hair, but like my entire nasal passage, I feel like mine is thinner than average.
Yeah.
Like for me to close my mouth and just breathe through my nose, I don't think I could get enough oxygen. Doesn't it feel very narrow?
You just fainted for a second.
But with your nose, does it feel like two thick tubes and you're getting enough oxygen?
Yeah, I feel like I breathe out of both orifices.
Yeah.
But
what about at night? Are you sleeping with your mouth closed?
No, I sleep with my mouth open for sure.
Yeah. That's considered not good.
I think I'm a mouth breather, but I don't feel like if I needed to breathe through my nose, I think I could do it.
You think if you taped your mouth shut, which some people recommend.
That, taping your mouth shut?
Yeah, Avital was like she read in a article or book or something where it was like, if you want to incentivize nose breathing, which is considered like healthier, then you sleep with your mouth shut and it like opens the passageways.
Oh, that's
like, if I did that, I might die. What if I like can't breathe enough to, or I don't get enough oxygen?
Yeah, that would be scary.
But I think my body would reject the tape. Like at a certain point, I'd be like,
give it a shot. Take a nap instead of a full-on sleep and see what happens.
I'm afraid I won't make it to the other side.
I'll stay up with you.
All right, here
we go. I pass out too. Oh, sorry. I knocked out. Oh my God. No.
We're both found dead. What happened? Amir took a nap and died, and I was responsible, and then I died in shame.
Died of shame.
It's like the old married couple that stayed alive for each other, and then one of them passed away.
Yeah.
Only you would do that at age
I wonder 38. If you and I will die within a certain amount of each other.
Interesting.
You think you're going to die first or me?
I would assume I would die after you.
Why?
Because you sort of often throw caution to the wind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you fly more than me, which is kind of dangerous. You drive more than me.
Right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a strong lineage of heart disease in your family.
I don't have a relative that made it past 50.
Including cousins.
I think I'll outlive you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I joked about it earlier, but I wouldn't mind dying on the early-ish side just so I didn't have to deal with the grief and, like, going through, like, the funerals and seeing mm-hmm. everybody around me die.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Like, if I make it to 70-ish,
that's
fine, right?
I don't know. That's low.
It's low. It's yeah, on the low end
for pretty
sure.
low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's not, like, a tragedy. He was 70.
I feel like...
fine.
I think people would hear that and be like, man, he was still pretty young.
Yeah,
wasn't that old.
Yeah, wasn't that old. That's
wasn't
right.
that old.
Yeah, almost hit international average. Although I hear that if you hit 70, the odds of you like hitting 85 are really high.
Oh, interesting.
So, like the only reason that like the average is like in the 70s is because some people die of diseases in like the 50s and 60s.
Oh, that's cool.
Where like if you survive to like the 70s,
then you're good to go.
Yeah, you're just sailing past right that.
That's nice.
And then there's also like four main ways people die.
What are they?
It was like cancer, heart disease, obesity or something like that. And I forget the fourth one, but it was like
shame.
Yeah. It was keeping your mouth shut while you're taking a nap.
Taping your mouth before you go to bed.
Where if like you can like somewhat control the risk of the first three or something like that.
Wow. All right.
All right. Enough about talking death.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
talk about how I think you'll die.
Enough about death about me.
Let's talk about your impending death and how and why that will happen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another break, thank another sponsor, come back and answer more questions after these messages.
Come on.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Shout out to Patrick.
Thank you. Was I dating a sociopath?
Was I?
Let's find out. Hey guys, I'm going to get straight to the point. My boyfriend of over a year sent me a text a couple nights ago saying that he was sleeping with other girls and proceeded to break up with me over text.
Oh.
He also managed to change his Facebook status to single within 15 minutes of texting me.
Okay.
He wouldn't answer any of my calls or texts after sending that text, and I haven't heard from him since. This would be one thing if we were teens or just starting college, but we were in our early to mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was devastated, and I still am, but now I am the mostly fucking pissed, and my eardrums could only handle so much more rage against the machines before they burst and go deaf.
Okay.
I just can't sit here knowing that he got out of this relationship so easily and guilt-free. I need to do something to feel better and release this anger. Any suggestions? Oh, here's one. I made him listen to your podcast one time because I love you guys, and he said it was stupid. So that was a red flag.
I was going to take his side up until this point.
Thank you. P.S. This was not a long time coming. I had no indication it was going to happen. The night before he sent that text, we were talking on the phone discussing our upcoming Thanksgiving trip and how excited we were. And then it ended with a phone call with him saying, I love you and good night.
Wild.
So he...
Wild.
sort of admitted to all this stuff via text and broke up with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a little sociopathy for sure.
Yeah, I don't really know the psychological definition of sociopathy, but he seems like this guy has got overwhelmed in a scared way and then just like, I'm just going to fucking do this over text and get out of this.
I think it's more likely that you're dating a coward.
Oh,
or we're dating a coward.
Yeah.
Because a sociopath can kind of like do all this stuff without feeling anything. Tells you he loves you, but doesn't actually mean it. Then breaks up with you and never thinks about you again.
Oh,
and
I see.
Doesn't care what your feelings were.
So this guy cares so much that he did it over text because he was afraid of seeing your
heart. I don't think he cares about your feelings. I think he cares deeply about his own feelings. And he was scared because he thought it was going to be an unpleasant conversation.
Yeah.
So rather than have it because he's a coward, he said, I'll just text her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe sociopath, but probably full coward diva.
Yeah, but ultimately it's a good thing. I understand why you're upset, but it's also like, I don't want him to get away with this so easily.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't have the attitude of like, he should have to say to my face.
Yeah.
That seems like not a healthy way to react to that information. I understand being upset because it was just so startling. But it's also like, this is ultimately a good thing because he's not a good guy.
Right. But he denied you closure, which isn't really fair.
Yeah. But what is closure really? Like, if somebody breaks up with you, isn't that all the closure you need? Do you have to know why?
I think, I don't know. In this case, I feel like, I don't know. I guess I've seen some like women that my wife is friends with. This like happens to them on the dating apps too. They get like ghosted or something and they just want to be like, I want to have a conversation so I can give this guy feedback so he doesn't do this to more women.
Yeah. Do you think they actually think that, or do you think they want to know the answer? Like, not knowing it was going well and now it's not and I need to know why.
I don't know. It seems earnest, but I also think that I don't feel like there's anything you can say or do that will make this guy grow or change. So like, there must be some other way, some other focus that you can have that's not on him to find the closure that you need.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's any way to get what you want with him involved. I don't know the way to do it necessarily, but take him out of the equation.
Yeah. I guess, like, if, you know, you're in a long enough relationship and somebody just disappears, just out of morbid curiosity, you're interested. You're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying I love you and then the next thing is a text.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, maybe he just needs time right now. He might just be afraid of you.
But he also said that he slept with other people in the text.
Yeah, he wanted that breakup for sure.
Yeah. I think that's always the best way to get over someone is to find somebody else or to just hang out by yourself and enjoy that free time.
Yeah, hang out with your friends. I think that's the best way to get over somebody.
Yeah, but what if you don't have any fucking friends?
I'm sure she has friends.
No, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, well, you should never let Avital break up with you.
I've alienated literally every single from soup
your
to
dog
nuts.
Won't talk to you at Intelligentsia.
Exactly.
He pretends he doesn't know you.
He's turning a blind paw.
He's dating a lizard. In your face.
And for what? It makes no sense. So ultimately, you are understandably angry, but you can't sort of force him to talk to you?
Yeah, I think that what I would do in this situation, I still don't know if it's right, but that's the name of the podcast, if I were you.
Yeah.
I would cut him off entirely. No following on Instagram, unfriend on Facebook, pretend he doesn't exist, because every single time it bubbles up is a little reminder of how shitty he is.
Right.
So just erase him from everything.
Yeah.
Try not to think about him. Focus on building other good stuff in your life. And then eventually, if it comes back, you can have that like conversation where you tell him everything.
Yeah.
But like, basically right now it's all too raw to need the conversation.
It's all too real.
Yeah. It's a little too real.
I mean, the Facebook status change alone.
Single. He had that waiting.
Absolutely savage. You know he's poking other people by now. He has
and porking.
When was the last time you logged into Facebook and changed your... You should log in right now and just change your...
I don't even have it on my phone.
Status.
Yeah. I think it... I'm sure it still says single. Or maybe I just don't have it. I think I remember being in a relationship on Facebook, breaking up and needing to change it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll never, ever make my relationship status public again. This is the last thing I want.
But it is a good way to blast it out so everybody knows. Like, yeah, otherwise,
maybe,
you have
maybe
to like
when
call
you're younger.
Someone. How's it going? Good, I broke up with this person. Good, I broke up with this person.
Yeah.
Facebook was like a one-stop shop letting everybody know you're either in or out of a relationship.
Yeah, I don't like it.
How do they do that nowadays?
I don't need hundreds of people to know exactly at the exact same time.
There's just like, what are if you're 21 years old now and you're newly single, is that a Snapchat notification, Instagram? How are kids letting people
every 21 year old is single?
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're all poly.
That's really cool.
There's no such thing as a relationship anymore, man.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's dope. I'm
shout out to Billy just walked in.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. I might do the polyamory thing too.
That's awesome.
I haven't considered.
You can't get Avital to fuck you. So what will you?
Well,
it wouldn't even be poly.
She's already in like this throuple situation,
right? Okay.
So I'm like, okay. I have two options. One, I'm devastated.
Yeah.
Or two, I'm in a polyamory
right.
relationship.
So you are poly. It's just that you don't. You're kind of a cuckold in a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah. I'm poly, but not on purpose.
Yeah. I guess every cuckold is actually in a polyamorous relationship. That's a nicer really way to cool. look at it.
Yeah. So what would you say that I am? Would you say I'm sad or would you say I'm poly?
I think you're a happy cuck.
That's really cool. Yeah. Call me Poly Shore because nice. I'm sure I'm poly. The weasel. Yeah. This is going to be our last episode.
Put her there, man. We had a good run.
I'm not even sure that's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We petered out at the end, didn't we?
Yeah.
Went out with a whimper.
We borrowed from Peter to pay Polly.
Nice.
And now we're back, baby.
Woo!
6 more years.
Six more years.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching, if you can believe it.
Truly.
We are doing our damnedest to answer all your questions and play all your theme songs. The email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
That's right.
And we're still making videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA, watching classic Jake and Amir episodes.
Yeah.
And providing some insight and just finding ourselves LOLing at the jokes we came up with 10 years ago.
That's correct.
So you can watch it all there as well. Of course, you can watch this on YouTube, as you guys maybe are right now. We don't have to tell you twice.
That's right.
And then let me see who wrote that gosh darn theme song I can never remember.
It was Henry.
Yeah, Henry Giles.
Henry Giles. And shout out to Patrick.
Yes, and shout out to Patrick. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll, of course, be back next week.
You know it.
Ciao, everybody.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.